Imagine a data solution that gives you the right story at the right time so you know what happened, what's happening, and what's going to happen in your world. The Awareness Company is making data affordable, accessible, and usable for everyone with data storytelling. In this episode, I speak to Priyash Ramadeen, who's the co-founder and CEO of The Awareness Company. They have a product called Hydra, which is out in the market. And Hydra is a data storytelling software product which ingests data from multiple sources, whether it's from humans, things, systems, and services, then transforms it into intelligent data and creates insightful stories that are easy to understand and useful to humans. Let's hear how this agri-tech startup is disrupting the industry.
My name is Mbali Noko, and welcome to the Mbali Noko podcast. I'm a farmer, and I created this podcast to discuss all things agriculture. I will be interviewing and having in-depth conversations with industry experts such as farmers, scientists, agronomists, agri-tech specialists, to policymakers and investors. Basically, anyone you can think of in agriculture and across its value chain. So let's dive right into today's episode.
Priyash, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. I'm super excited with every single person that comes onto the podcast because I learned something new. And this specific conversation is dear to me because, you know, I use your product on my farm, and with the NPO that I'm managing in the Eastern Cape, you know, we use Hydra. So by means of introduction, please, can you introduce yourself? Which company are you from, and what is it that you do?
100%. Thanks for having me in Bali. So my name is Priyash. I'm the co-founder and CEO of The Awareness Company. And The Awareness Company uses data to tell stories that are useful to humans.
Okay, so data sounds quite technical. Can you break it down to us? Because, you know, we use data to make informed decisions, etc. But what do you mean by using data to tell stories?
So firstly, Mbali, what I want to actually talk to you about from a data perspective is that data is something that is hard. It's a hard concept. It's hard to work with. And in our everyday lives, we are actually using data, whether it's experience that we know, experience that we have, whether it's in farming or in the agri value chain. But when we actually want to get down to it, a lot of people don't know how to navigate it. And the agricultural industry, from our view, has been largely underserved by data and technology itself. And we want to change that narrative. So that's what we say, you know, using data to tell stories that are useful to humans is essentially saying, how can we be better at what we're doing now with data and the technology that provides data for us?
Yeah. So now, coming into the agri sector, what made you decide to, invest your time in the agri sector and make data work for farmers?
Cool. So a little bit of our background and, you know, how we transitioned into working in the agri sector. So we spent a lot of time in our previous life working in sectors like defense and security and conservation. And that experience got to show us that there was a lot of value created from bringing in data and technology into new sectors that traditionally weren't working with data, or they weren't being served by the data communities and technology communities. They weren't the first priorities. So when we started The Awareness Company, we took a long look at various different types of sectors, and agriculture had a strong interlinking to the conservation sector for us. And really, that sparked something for us. And then we got out there and we said, okay, let's go speak to farmers. Let's find out what their problems are. And that led us on a different path. So that led us to, you know, deploying on a farm. And once we saw the value that data and technology was starting to provide, that said, okay, you know, this is something we definitely want to do because really of the value it was giving to the farmers itself.
And how was it now presenting that data to the farmers? Did they see the value? Did they see the big picture? Did they understand the importance of data?
So what we found, and I love this question, because what we found in agriculture itself, and I won't zoom into farmers only, it's, you know, it's across the agri space, that any new technology, whether it's first level data or, you know, high tech stuff, needs an education component to it. So we're not in the business actually of, you know, hey, let's drop some tech and drop some data with you and then leave you on it. You have to walk the digital journey with the agricultural sector and with the farmers. Like I said, it's previously, in our view, underserved. So that education component is really critical. What we found, though, is once that value is visible, once it's doing something for you that you can action into your everyday farming or agribusiness, then, you know, the light goes off and then it's like, okay, this is alleviating time. This is alleviating sort of administrative burden. And then it's starting to actually help me become more efficient, increasing my operational activities. And then data is this thing, especially in farming, that helps you uncover the unknowns. It does, you know, they say you don't know what you don't know. Data is really that key to unlock that.
Okay. So are you able to give us some examples, you know, so that we could put things into perspective on how the awareness company is providing data to farmers or the agri industry to make informed decisions?
Cool. So I'm gonna go through three use cases for
okay.
us.
Okay.
So one of the first use cases is precision agriculture. And let's just talk about precision agriculture, because the heart of precision agriculture says essentially what it means is, you know, being more precise in your agricultural activities. And what data and technology does is helps you be more precise. So if we take some really, really basic first level examples, if you're like, I'm on a farm and let's take, you know, I'm farming with soil and, you know, I take some soil samples and I measure that out and I want to understand, you know, what the soil is telling me. And you do that, you know, every 6 months or so. What data and our view of data in the terms of data storytelling means, we want to get continuous data to the farmer so that the decisions are not once off, but they're actually continuously evolving and changing dynamically. So in the precision space, a simple example is, you know, like a soil moisture sensor that can be applied into the ground, and that starts giving the farmer a continuous reading of what's going on. Now, it's a simple example, but because you have this continuous example, can you measure whether you're overwatering or not? Just as that. So that is just one simple example on the precision side. You can expand that now, and it really depends what commodity you're farming with, but there is a range of different technologies out there that we integrate and bring together so that you can focus on the precision side and just look at the data in a useful, meaningful way, i.e. as a story. So that's on the precision agri side. The second use case I want to give is one that we found that is coming up quite often, and that's agricultural security. So we've been traveling recently to a number of farms around the country, and then what we find is this is actually a really big problem. So how can data help agricultural security? And it's twofold. And why we're calling it agricultural security, because there's the farms itself, there's the community aspect around. So there's a few farms that are farming together that want to secure their farms. And then there's the agribusiness side as well from a security perspective. So how data practically helps them as well is it gives early warning on things that happen. So I'll give you an example. Spoke to a farmer yesterday, and they unfortunately had, you know, a lot of cattle theft. And what they said is, what happens is they only discover what has happened the next morning, as an example. So your reaction times are you can't really prevent or anticipate anything like that. So what data and technology actually gives you is that means to respond faster. It makes you aware of what's happening immediately. And then you can call the right people, security, police, etc., to respond to that. So really, first level farm security lets you help, gives you that early warning. The second part that data gives you is more, is sort of the higher level value that we call, that allows you to analyze this over patterns and large areas of times. So we like to talk about what we call the time horizons. So you don't only look at data at this specific moment in time or the past, you actually want data to help you anticipate the future. Now, this one actually applies to farm security and the precision ag side. So that's the second example I wanted to give you. The third one is really, how does data help the agribusiness? And when I talk about the agribusiness, I talk about the medium to larger enterprise. So here, we're actually looking at adding value-added services to the existing services that they're providing to farmers and producers and processing and so forth. But data can help mitigate risk, but also up the value of the service they're providing in real time now. So there's quite a wide range across the agri value chain where data storytelling can come in and play a huge part to not just, I wouldn't say disrupt the business, but add so much new value into the agricultural sector.
So I like the three use case scenarios that you provided us, Priyash. You mentioned firstly about a farmer having sensors on their farm, monitoring the soil, etc. And then you spoke about a farmer also looking out for security measures on their farm, you know, whether it's livestock, their assets, etc. And then you gave us an example of how an agribusiness or a company in the agri sector could better add value or service their customers. Now, when you go back to that word storytelling that you mentioned before, how does one then create a story out of one, getting all that data and information with regards to the soil? How does one create a story and understand what's happening on their farm if livestock is constantly stolen at night? You know, and how does one create a story for a manager running a specific department using the data that the awareness company collects? So how do we make this data relatable to us, create a story that we can understand what exactly is happening in our businesses or our organizations?
Awesome. Thank you, Mbali. This is a brilliant, brilliant question. And I want to start by answering it by explaining what is the benefit of storytelling. But firstly, what is data storytelling? So, and why we've chosen to use it as that communication mechanism to communicate value of the data. So data storytelling is a narrative that allows you to easily understand your data. So when we look at let's, for example, talk about farmers, you know, they don't really care about the technology and, you know, the buzzwords, artificial intelligence and Internet of Things and this connectivity. They just want value from the data. They want to be able to action it. So first and foremost, you know, data storytelling is that narrative. Why we've chosen storytelling is because it's the easiest way that humans are able to communicate with each other, first and foremost. And we want to have that same likeness in our business and organizational operations. So that is first and foremost. Secondly, the benefit of data must always apply to the context of which we are using it. For example, in farm security, the context and the goal is to protect our assets and our farm and keep our families safe. That is the goal itself. So making that now practical, if I have data that is collected and say I have a camera and I have a cattle tracker as an example, you know, when something isn't wrong or when someone's not supposed to be there, I get an alert from that. This is a practical application. And that alert comes to me on my phone, and then that allows me to then respond. Firstly, it allows me to be aware. And the communication of that is what we call data in the form of a story. Now, that story, when you get an alert, is, hey, there's something happening right now. The story over time, you start to see a pattern and a trend of alerts and images, and then you start to piece together the pattern of what's going on, and then that elevates your awareness. So that is, you know, example on the farm security side. On the precision agri side, what's very important, what we do with Hydra, is that we make sure that we maximize the output value of data in the form of storytelling using our own product and tool with the visualization and the insights that is provided from that data, so that you can look at that and say, okay, I know what this is. I can actually action this on my farm. It's immediately done. And then on the agribusiness side, you know, there's so many different use cases, and it really depends what the agribusiness is doing, whether it's a finance or insurance provider, whether they're providing fertilizer or seed or agricultural services into the community. The context will then depend on what the value of the data is. So it really, really is dependent on context. This is super, super important. But data storytelling makes it that it's accessible, affordable, usable, and inclusive for this industry now. So the practical side of what does data storytelling look like? We have a mobile application. We have a software tool that presents and makes this data visible to you in an easy, friendly to use way.
Yeah, and how easy was it to introduce your software to the market? You know, because I know that you cover different touch points on the farm, off the farm, in organizations, you know, and right now we hear tech all the time. Tech is everywhere, you know, but how easy was it to penetrate this industry? And with your experience in engaging with all these different stakeholders and individuals, do you think we are embracing technology at the fast rate as which in which we should, or are we still conservative as an industry in using data to tell stories about our operations?
Mbali, I think there is a large part of conservativeness still within the industry. Everyone that we have an audience with and speak to is widely interested. And you can sort of see that this is something new, but it's also something that is exciting because it's speaking the same language, but in a new, different context. It's like, you know, we always say, like, you know, we're talking about data and tech, but, you know, once upon a time, the tractor was a piece of tech, you know, that changed the way we farm and the way we work. Correct. In the same way, we can see, you know, that transition going to happen. I also want to say that it is, it's been for the last few years still in the early stages. And this is why we said earlier that agri has been underserved by data and high technology. And when I say underserved, I don't only mean for like the smallholder or smaller farmer, but also for the large farmers itself. But what we've seen, the pattern is, that's why I say it's a balance between the conservativeness that we're seeing, but also a lot of farmers are embracing, and the agri industry is embracing technology. And they're saying, okay, I want to go on this data journey. How do I start doing it? And that is why, fundamentally, why we're here serving the agricultural industry. Again, I'll repeat from earlier, it shouldn't be a case of, hey, here's some tech, let me throw it at you, and then we walk away. Tech providers, data providers, digital providers must walk this digital and data journey with you. And in parallel, we are actually striving on education as being as important as the data storytelling aspect going forward.
Right. So your software is called Hydra, is that correct? And who can use Hydra and at what level? So let me break it down. So for a farmer that's listening and they're thinking, yeah, so far I've heard storytelling, data, you know, monitoring, etc. So, and obviously you've given us a use case scenario of an organization. So when I'm asking who, like what type of farmer can use Hydra? Is it a crop farmer, grain farmer, livestock farmer, or any type of farmer? And also, how can I use Hydra besides just you know, checking the my soil moisture and checking my cattle in terms of security, etc. How else, what other measures or features can I use Hydra, you know, to understand what's happening on my farm or in my operations?
Excellent, Imbali. Yes, so the product that we have created is Hydra. And Hydra has been specifically built to be inclusive within an organization and across organizations. So what I mean by that is, within take a farm as an example. You might have the farm owner, there might be a farm manager, farm personnel on the farm. You might partner with a few of the other organizations within the industry, whether it's your off-takers or you might have a pack house and so forth. The way we've designed Hydra is to be completely inclusive within that organization so that each and every person can work with data. We strongly believe that data isn't just for the owner or the analyst or, you know, someone else that wants to look at it once in a while. We believe in what we call data communities and creating data communities within that organization. So practically what this means is we want everyone to be on Hydra throughout the day, throughout the operations, whether you're harvesting time, planting time, or whether even there's, you know, that period of time where there's not really in much activity, but there's always data to be collected and utilized to sort of inform what's happening and keep everyone aware. So really, it is value to each and every stakeholder, whether it's within on a farm or within an agribusiness itself. Now, Hydra, just to explain a little bit about that and how it actually facilitates and does that, is that it has multiple sources of data. So what I mean by that is we built Hydra to be completely data agnostic. So it works for any commodity, whether you're a livestock farmer, a grain farmer, you're farming with vegetables, you're a fruit citrus farmer. That really doesn't matter to us because we built it from scratch like that to serve the wider industry. That's sort of our vision as well. We want to be completely inclusive. So that means anyone can really use it. Now, practically putting it together, there's three data sources that we would look at for an organization. One is, I mentioned earlier, like if you have sensors, and a sensor example is of your livestock, you want to track your cattle. You know, if you're precision ag, you want to track temperature, humidity. If you're in a tunnel farmers, or if you're in the open field, environmental sensors play a big part. So data from sensors and devices is one input. The second input is really, really exciting for us, and that is what we call data from humans. That's people on the ground using the Hydra app to log data in an easy-to-use, friendly manner that not only gives them individual value. So what I mean by that is if you have farm personnel and they are planting, as an example, and they are monitoring the crop during the season, what happens is they actually start to upskill themselves. They become more aware of diseases when you want to do scouting or look out for pests. Just by means of utilizing the app and logging information on a continuous basis starts to make everyone aware and upskill. So I really love this question because inclusivity is critical. It's critical. Everyone in that agri organization must actually get the benefit of using data.
Awesome. It sounds amazing. And tell us, Priyash, like what are some of the success stories that have come out of the usage of Hydra? You know, are you at liberty to share, you know, stories of some farmers that have used Hydra and seen a huge significance in the adoption of tech and this app on their farms or on their businesses?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, without giving like the detail of, you know, specific organizations or farmers, you know, security, let's talk about security has been a big one that we've seen very fast success. Because essentially, when you go in and a farmer is having a lot of security issues, and we start to engage, and it's a first level engagement, and we encourage farmers as well, start small with your deployment, keep the costs low. And once we deploy and data starts flowing and the stories start coming out, and suddenly now you're more aware of what's going on in your farm. And more importantly, other people are aware of what's going on in your farm. There's Hydra protecting my farm. There's Hydra looking out for me. That already becomes, firstly, a deterrent. And secondly, when there's something happening, you are able to react early to that. And we've seen that actually tangibly happening. And it's amazing to see as brilliant as why we do this. You know, when it saves someone, it reduces their loss of income. That is actually why we do this. So yes, there's 100% being quite a few use cases where we've seen that tangibly. Again, without giving too much detail, because again, it's security and it is sensitive, 100%. And then the other side, from the precision ag side, you know, utilizing what I talked about, that human intelligence, that logging of information on a continuous basis, whereas previously you were either, you know, logging it on a spreadsheet or a piece of paper, or, you know, you're using a few apps to do this. Now it's all centralized for you. So think about how you use your social networks, whether it's, you know, your Twitters and so forth. That is the same feeling now farmers are getting by, okay, this is on my phone. I can just scroll through the day and see what happened on my farm. I don't need to pick up the phone and keep asking people, did you do this job? I look at it on Hydra, I get that view. I don't need to sort of wrangle through my expenses and inputs. I can just log into Hydra, log everything, and get it back whenever I need to. So yes, 100%, there's been some awesome successes. And as we engage the agri business market, we're seeing a lot of value where we can start to help organizations on their data journey as well.
And how do you see the future of data working in agriculture?
So the way we envision it in Bali is, you know, I mentioned the tractor use case previously. Yeah. You know, I'm sure when the tractor came in, initially there was the skeptics and there was, you know, okay, some people that adopted it. And, you know, nowadays, you know, if you're farming with a certain commodity, you know, that's a default. It's part and parcel of agriculture. The future that we like to see with data storytelling is it becomes part and parcel of agriculture, from farming to agribusinesses. So it must be completely entrenched and overlapping, whereas if you start to farm, one of the first things you do is say, okay, you know, how am I going to collect my data? What are my data sources? What do I need to collect? How am I going to automate a lot of my processes? And how is data going to actually help me do that? That should be part and parcel. And the tech is, like you mentioned, the technology is here. It needs a little leap. And then once you start to actually utilize and go into it, then you actually see, okay, brilliant, this is actually working for me. So that is more the future that we want to see. And the future we want to see is not only using data in a real-time sense or to analyze the past, but where data is actually helping us look further into the future to anticipate any risks. And then we can early, as you know, it gives us that early warning so we can mitigate and then, you know, be better farmers, be better in the agriculture space. So that's how we see the future with data in agriculture.
Great. And at farm level, what message would you give out to farmers on the importance of data and how data can be used?
So the first thing that I want to say is when you think about data on the farm level, remember that data, what data fundamentally is data is a percentage of the truth that is out there. And what that means is that data gives you visibility of the unknown. So there's so much expertise and experience, you know, that's in the heads of all of the farmers. And how do we share that knowledge? How do we transition towards becoming more precise, towards newer types of farming, towards newer farming practices itself? This is what fundamentally data gives you. So my message to farmers is that when you want to work with data, you know, work with people who are in the data space, who are in the technology space, get help, but also really, really importantly, do your own research as well. There is an abundance of technology. There's a lot of apps and sensors, and you know, it can be really overwhelming. But my first piece of advice is do your research as well. Speak to a few providers, get a first level understanding yourself, and then speak to the right experts to say, okay, I actually want to start this data journey, and start small. Don't jump into it and then, you know, buy the wrong stuff. Start small, but don't be afraid to take that leap into a data journey for your farm, because the whole idea behind data is still fundamentally what you're trying to do. It's trying to optimize, maximize your profit, increase your footprint and open it up more to, you know, get more exposure for what you're doing and sell more. And, you know, on the security side, again, it's still to keep everyone safe. And on the agribusiness side, it's to enhance the value that you provide to the farmers.
Thank you so much, Priyash. I think my takeaway here is use data to tell stories and use data to make the invisible visible. I think that's two key takeaways that I will, go forward with from this conversation. But thank you so much for your time.
Awesome, Mobali. Thank you so much for having myself and the Awareness Company. It was a great pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Your feedback is always important. Therefore, please rate and review this podcast. You can follow me on social media at Mbali Nwoko on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Should you wish to contact me directly, kindly send me an email at info@mbalinwoko.com. Look out for next week's episode. Until then, take care.